Blog Talk Radio.
Africa, Emotla, Africa, Om Sir, the beautiful Africa. Good day, good evening, Dumela, Tubela, Molweni, Ashe, Otep, Sava, Slam Alaikum. My Africa, 21 years after the black vote, the black majority vote. You say, my Africa, the people must rise. The people must govern. And you say, my Africa, the people must govern ngoku, meaning now. Not shall govern in the future, because we've heard the slogan, the people shall govern. No, it don't mean anything. The people must govern now as we speak. Ngoku. Africa, I remember when I was a young man, young kid, in the townships in Soweto, there used to be something called FIFA. Fafi, not FIFA, Fafi. And this was a numbers game. Played with a ticket, choose a number, and then it was played twice a day, in the morning and in the afternoon. And another name for it was Muchaina. That might sound derogative to the Chinese people, but this was a game, numbers game, that was mainly run by the Chinese expatriates, even citizens, I would say. So it's like the numbers game over here in the United States. Right? And I was talking to someone yesterday who was saying that sometimes you play these games for 5 years, 1 year you don't catch, 10 years you don't catch, and it's like lotto. Sometimes you can play it, you'll never catch it for the rest of your life. And you can be lucky to win one time. So we are saying to you, Africa, you, Africa in particular, the former victim of apartheid occupation, you served, you suffered. You sacrificed, you were shot, you were killed, you were murdered, you were burnt, incinerated alive, and hanged, my Africa. Some of you were hanged with a rope, huh? At the gallows. But you won, my Africa, you won. And you vanquished and buried the apartheid minority settler regime and all its wickedness, my Africa. And you did it. And you imposed black majority rule. That was not a gift. That was not a gift, because you shed your blood for it. Now, my question to you, my Africa, is why do you play Fafi with your vote? Especially those who are our age. Why play Fafi with your vote? Why vote like you are playing lotto with your vote? Waiting for a miracle to come. For 21 years, my Africa, you have voted and waited for miracle service delivery. And every time you are told, no, we'll come and deliver. We are coming. So after 21 years, my Africa, you are still waiting for the Fafi dream service delivery. Huh? And it may never happen. But you are holding the key, my Africa, and to all the sons and daughters of Africa, irrespective of party affiliation, you cannot do this in the minority as a party. You got to include everybody, and you got to empower the vote of the individual, my Africa, because that's where we start. We start with the individual first. And once you undermine my Africa's vote that they shared and fought for, the system will not work. You undermine everything. So we are saying that, my Africa, stop voting like playing Fafi. Your vote is not Fafi. Vote to guarantee you and your community service delivery, my Africa. With your vote, you can guarantee service delivery. Whatever you want, your vote has to be able to guarantee that. But it is a system that is in place, my Africa. In fact, this system votes, put the vote, you give a vote to the party and let the party decide. What kind of situation? It has never worked for 21 years. It has to change, my Africa, to all the sons of Africa, irrespective of party affiliation, because our security is at stake. The security of the country, the state security is at stake. And we're all suffering individually and collectively, my Africa. And almost running mad. Now, can you imagine? You vote for someone, you vote for a party, and that party makes you act crazy because they make you become angry. And you ended up, you ban houses, you ban schools, you ban clinics, you ban everything because you are waiting for what? You voted for service delivery. No. Vote to change the system. And your vote, my Africa, is money. If you vote me into office, I get paid the day you vote me in. And what else do I get? I get a government house. I get one house, couple of houses. And if I'm the president, I have a house in every region, in every city. And like we've seen, spend a couple of millions dollars, $240 million rents to refurbish and build my own compound. Right? Using the state money. In addition to the houses that are there that I could use. And I get a government car. Gas paid. Right? I don't have to pay for parking. Airlines, I go for free. And then get a credit card. And with this credit card, we've had people that buy, they go and buy McDonald's and Burger King. Almost 200,000 rents. Feeding staff, because can you imagine? They buy clothing, and some of them buy flowers and goodies to their girlfriends. Now, we've had situations where they even buy pink, red shoes, colored shoes. I mean, you see them dress up. And you, Africa, you, the owner of the vote, are hungry. Go to bed hungry. How could that be? And sometimes you give them an old car. They say, no, we don't want an old car. I want a new one. Like the honorable doctor in Northwest, medical doctor who was the MEC for health. What did he do? Used money for 3 ambulances to go and buy himself the top line Mercedes-Benz with a step to climb into the car. That car must have been big. I think the man must have been shot. So, Africa, they don't even share. The people shall share. No, they eat by themselves. They eat everything, including the bones. They don't leave the bones for the dogs. And I remember the slogan, Sonke, Badla, Bonke. They eat by themselves. Let's eat together. Don't work. Don't work, Africa, unless you vote and put systems in place. Systems in place to make sure that you watch over your money, how it is spent, and if you're still hungry, homeless, and destitute, don't have a job after 4 or 5 years, cut their salaries or fire them. So, in Africa, we are saying that vote as more Africa. Vote. We are saying that send your representatives to parliament. Let's stop this business of parties voting for the party to send their own representatives to parliament. It does not work. In Africa, the president, the parliamentarians, the judges, you pay them all, Africa. You pay their wages all. Your tax money pays them. You feed them, you clothe them, you give them everything. And the question is, do you, as the payer, have the right to look or say how they should do or not do their work? Do you have the chance? And it's only the political party that you vote, gave the vote to, that can ask. Now, there was a battle, fight between the judiciary. Remember when the judges met the presidency? Because they were saying that the presidency, the political party, is questioning the integrity of the judiciary. And they had to meet. No, Africa, you are the one to ask the judicial system. In other places, they elect the judges. They elect the prosecutors, like call them district attorneys. So the district attorney is responsive to you. Now, if the district attorney does not act, you fire that district attorney. You appoint somebody else. Elect, not appoint, elect somebody else. Like it has happened in Baltimore. A young lady, almost in the early 20s, she's a prosecutor. Now, to a point where she has prosecuted six cops allegedly implicated in the death of a young black man. They ignored, so that young black man died of spinal injuries and whatnot, compression, whatever you call it. And she indicted those people. She indicted the cops, as we speak. But over there, you have the party haranguing. They are harassing the judiciary. They questioning the integrity of the judiciary, saying that the judiciary is after them. How could that be? That's your vote, Mafika. You are the one to elect, at the minimum, elect the like other people do. You know, sometimes you need to copy from other people too, because it has worked. You cannot make a trial and error thing where you have a party bosses going to question the judiciary. Some of them facing charges, and then they go to interview judges. What kind of system is that? What kind of country is that? A person is facing charges, goes and interview judges for a job. Political parties. No. No, after 21 years, Mafrika, the question is the government working according to your vote? And we may ask again, my Africa, sons and daughters of Africa, is the government working proper and good for you and the vote, you and the community, and for itself too? Because sometimes you ask the government, is the government working well? No, it's not working. It's not functioning. So, my Africa, we say that the people must govern, and the people must govern now, ngoku. How do you do it? You have the legislature, my friend. Let me begin with the legislature. The legislature, don't they say that the people, the legislature is the people's government. That is, the people shall govern. They say, but you look at the legislature. Elected party appointees to the parliament. They've been there for 21 years. Some of them are, they've gotten big. Three meals a day. We don't accuse you for it. We pay for that. But the people are hungry. And you come back and say that the distinction, the gap between the rich and the poor has grown. The economic situation is bad. There are no jobs. And like somebody says that you have instituted, you have brought in a jobless economy. Jobless growth economy. An economy that don't create jobs. So the legislature must belong to the people. And how does it belong to the people? The people elect your representative directly to parliament, not the party representing, sending their appointees. Because as your number one told you, Your Excellency, Honorary President, told you the other day, his party comes first, not you, not the country, not you, the party comes first. So you allow the party to appoint people to parliament. Do you think they're going to vote according to your needs? Or according to the party boss, number one. And we've seen it, Mafrika. Like we are saying that government, you pay for their houses. They have 3, 4, 5, 6 presidential houses. They go and build a compound with swimming pool and everything else. This has not been derogatory or being disrespectful, Mafrika. But as Mafrika, we've got to lead by. We have principles, Mafrika. And as Pan-Africanists, we serve, we suffer, we sacrifice. And our principles, high morale, high discipline. Now you have high immorality, high indiscipline. We look across. On top of that, they're stealing our money. So the legislature has to be separate from the party. And the legislature has to be separate from the executive. You know? Yes, the executive can dip in from the legislature. And what does the executive, all the cabinet ministers do in parliament when parliament is sitting and talking? Why? What are they doing there? They just separate because they've been appointed. They've been elected. They're not elected. So this appointee system has to be thrown out. It does not work because it creates lackeys. It creates nepotism. It creates parasites. And that's how this government is run. And it's run on an incompetent, extremely incompetent basis, with other elements, of course, unscrupulous elements coming in, and the thieves, You know, the hustlers. They're coming in between, like roaches within a crack. You can find them, the mice in a hole. You can't, even if you try to catch them, because they hide behind. So that is the crisis that we are faced with. Now, the executive, like I was saying, sometimes we go and copy systems. We say we are running a democracy, and you are running nothing else, but I can't even describe it. Hustling system, or yeah, I can't even describe it. It's unbelievable. Now, you have the legislature, which just have to be completely independent of the judiciary. That's why we are saying that to all my Africa, those in parliament too, those of our age who are growing old, what legacy are you going to leave? So the issue of putting in place an independent legislature is doable. That's why we say that the people must govern across the parties. Amend the constitution. Amend the constitution to elect parliamentarians from communities directly to parliament. No more party appointees to parliament. It settles us with incompetence, hustlers, backroom. All the deceitfulness you can think of in order to get into power, even some people who don't qualify to be there. Friends of friends, fiancés, concubines, boyfriends, whatever, it's a mixture. So in Africa, we are saying that the people must govern, not shall govern, and that the constitution needs to be amended. If it comes to impose the whole population, the nation must rise up and say, no, we need an independent legislature. Why an independent legislature? In Africa this week, the executive has the prerogative to hire or fire ministers. All right? You've heard the Minister of Finance fired under a cloud. All right? And it so happens that last week, the cabinet met, and there was no indication of cabinet reshuffle. In fact, I read something where the man was giving a report, Minister of Finance, and everybody praised him. 2 days after, he's fired. Why? The allegation is that he crossed paths. You know, sometimes it's boyfriend-girlfriend issue. It's terrible. You know, lovers, because once you cross somebody else's girlfriend, no matter their position is, man, it's a fight. It's a fight. So, seemingly, that's what exactly happened, but you can't vouch for that because you're far away from there. The principle here is the legislature has to be separate. The president can exercise his prerogative to hire whoever he wants to hire, fire whoever you want to fire, but what? The money belongs to us. The legislature must be able to have oversight, vote on the budget, but also decide if there's anything that is nefarious, if there's any budget request that undermines the fiscal integrity of the country, stop it and investigate. You have the power to subpoena. You can investigate. What we have now, party apparatchiks in parliament, they won't do anything. They're just there to rubber stamp. So the legislature has to be independent and separate from the executive, truly in the true sense of it, and that it can be elected across the board. Even before the next elections, a referendum can be put in, the legislature across the board, across the party support it, and that's it. We go and demonstrate on Wednesday. What will we get? Go demonstrate on Saturday. What are you going to do? Nothing. Let the people exercise their power, and those who are principled liberators amongst us, the Patriotic Front, must join the effort to, at the minimum, make the legislature independent. That's it. That's all we need. That's all we're asking for. The executive can stay wherever they want to stay, do whatever they want to do, hire whoever they want to hire, fire whoever they want to fire. That is their prerogative. But what we'll do is we'll investigate, and if whatever budget they want does not fulfill 100% the public interest and the public goodwill, forget it. The public interest and the public good comes first. if there's malfeasance or there's some cookery or there's some cheating or there's some dark room deals being done, no, you're not going to use our money. Like I'm saying, like I always have reported that, it looks like we are a Gupta state. Huh? Gupta stat. Now they're into aircraft. They were in nuclear. They were into dairy milk making. Every time there's always something. And now you talk about a private aircraft company that has led to the firing, because the Minister of Finance was talking about an aircraft transaction that he endorsed, and the board said no. Who comes first? And you come and tell us that the Minister of Finance is supreme to the state corporations? What have you done? So you're saying that, Mafika, those who feel for the security of the country, because it's going, for individual security, and laying down a foundation for the children, the people must govern now. We need a move to amend the Constitution with respect to the legislature, because that's where the voters have the power. The executive, the president can do whatever he wants to do. The judiciary now, contaminated. It's contaminated, man. It's like, it runs like sewage. You can see, you can smell it at a distance. But if you undermine our judiciary and you undermine the legislature is undermined. And you undermine our fiscus, our money. That's our money. That's our money. The problem is that, you see, our people behave like that. You are not poor. You are rich because you got the vote. And they keep on saying that you are in one of the richest countries in Africa. And you don't have a dime. Dime, nothing. The foreigners have the money. Even the Reserve Bank is owned by foreigners. You have nothing. You own land. You don't own anything. You just get, and the little thing that you've got, like I was telling somebody that my health is the only thing that I've got. I'm going to fight for that, because if I lose that, I'm gone. You got the vote, and you are playing your vote like Fafi, like Lotto. You're not gambling with your vote. Don't gamble with it. Like we are saying that the legislature that we can control as my Africa, and we are saying that stand up, my Africa. Stand up. And we have another situation where, if you are in office, you don't run a business. And if you are the executive president, you don't run a foundation. You are the leader of the country, you are running a foundation at the same time. That creates a conflict of interest. Serve the country. Serve the people. Don't serve your own foundation. It can be doing good to the children, children's foundation, fine. But do it after you get off office, because there's a conflict. Because what you are going to do is the people that belong to your foundation are going to protect, to be protected. You are going to protect them because why? Some of the money they get, it goes to where? To your foundation. You can do that. That's double dipping. And you are undermining the fisc integrity, the legal and both the fiscus integrity of the country. That's unacceptable. You're going to put your own cronies in positions of power. And undermines governance. That's why a whole minister is being told by an apparatchik in one of the state corporations. Huh? And you see, about three ministers are gone now because of this apparatchik. Her connection to the executive. It's too much. Now, the girlfriend-boyfriend issue in governance, it does not work. Master, the principle here is that we are not casting our linen to the world. But the world knows that we are phonies. We are copycats. Like I was saying that, seemingly like Dr. Amos Wilson was saying that, suffering from a permanent state of deception. We are deceiving ourselves. And Dr. Jeffries was saying that split, devastated consciousness, a split identity. That's what you're suffering from. And people are calling us inferior because the way you are running the government, you are running it in an inferior way. Don't wonder if people call you names. And they will laugh in your face because what they need from you is money. That's all. Like you are saying that you need to vote for me. my vote is money. It's like playing lottery. And once you got my vote, I give you a vote today, you get paid today. And I'm going to stay, what, for 5 years, 20 years, 15 years, 20 years, no job, still voting for the same person, and you are getting richer. So you are, some of you are billionaires. So that whole thing, it starts with you, Africa. Like we are saying that our emphasis, our concern, starts with you, your security. To mention some of the things, Africa, like for example, you talk about independence, 21 years, all right? And then we have children, like we are saying, that 1976 they were fighting against the imposition. Somebody was saying that, no, you're not going to learn more English now. English is no longer, it's cancelled. No, no. You got to use Afrikaans. Hebraic Afrikaans. No more English. Now, if a person does that, the children said, how are you going to communicate with the world? And they revolted. 21 years in a university, it's called Stellenbosch. The students made a video that they can speak Afrikaans, they can only speak English and other languages, but they are forced to learn in Afrikaans, and even the interpretation, if given, is not sufficient. They felt oppressed 21 years after the Black Vote, and the only way that they did was to play a video. You are a voter. Why should you play a YouTube video to show the world that you are suffering? You've got the vote. You have the power to change. To the young ones, vote as my Africa. Vote to send your own representatives to parliament. Do not let give your vote to the party. You can vote all parties across. We don't say that vote PAC. Vote as more Africa first, because you are more Africa before you belong to any party, before you are a worker, before you are a teacher, before you are a police, before you are a judge, before you are... You are my Africa first. Vote for the interests of my Africa, because that's how we fought and liberated the country. So you have people who can't say anything. They can't make videos, YouTube videos. What they do is they take matches and go and burn, destroy, take stones, smash cars and whatnot. No, my Africa. If we vote for an independent legislature, you'll have your own representatives. You can be a police. You can be a nurse. You can be a judge. You can be a teacher. You can be a worker. You could be anything. You will have your representative in your own community. You go to the representatives and say, look, this law is bad. Can you change it? So, my Africa, collectively, as my Africa, across the board, party, across affiliation, we have the power. Can put up a petition. The people must govern, that's all. And push for a constituent assembly. And those who are in parliament can stay in parliament, you arrange a vote, you go to the community, you run to represent. Go get another mandate, man, from the people, man. Go get a fresh mandate from the community and make us proud and continuation, because what we are saying that we want to consolidate the sacrifices of the liberation struggle. We want to strengthen and anchor the blood of the martyrs, man. Go get a mandate, man. Some of you are big. You've been eating 3 meals a day, dressing. You've made a lot of money. Act in the interest of the nation. Here's the land to my Africa. The land is ours. My Africa, it is a privilege to talking to you, and it is a privilege of your listening. And thank you, my Africa, but please do not, your vote is not fee-fa-fee. Your vote is not lotto. Vote to claim accountability. Let's change, amend the constitution, and change the legislature. Easily too. Land is ours. Fatsala Rona. Thank you.